before the mountains were settled, before the hills was brought, brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. That's it?
Keep on going.
Read the whole chapter.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep me my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my door. For whose findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his soul, own soul. All they that hate me love death.
Amen. Praise God. I want to say something. Praise God. That was a powerful scripture. Amen. In the book of Proverbs. One of my favorite chapters in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 8. Amen. Praise God. I like that last verse. It said, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Hallelujah. Because his only life is in him. Amen. The life of Christ that flow in us. So we've been restored. Amen. Our souls been restored. And this morning we're going to have some more of the word of God. And I'm telling you, this messages that pastor's been giving to us, all the series, I had a chance to go back all the, you know, like all those chapters, all the grace, the purpose of grace, and all of that, and the kingdom of God. I went back again. It's one of my favorites. It's the Jude series, you know, and we have the An Everlasting Love. That's 40-something CD, 42 hours of teaching. So I said to myself, when I went through all of this, the purpose of grace, there is 10 CDs on that one. And let us make man in our own image. That's 17 CDs. So that's a lot, you know. And then he said, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus series, there is 15 CDs on that one. Hallelujah. And then, of course, say yea to the righteous that it shall be well with him. That's 4 CDs. That's a short one. And this one of my favorite also is the Mortifying the Deeds of the Body. There's 19 CDs on that one.
Series where in Psalms Psalms 23. We are working on that series right now. He restored my soul. We're tape number 9. Today will be 10 as the Lord. Let us continue. And there is no end to these scriptures. And as we've heard this morning, we only stay in the scriptures, and we thank God for it, because there's coming a time when it will be the scripture. It won't be a lot of storytelling and jokes and man's idea. You don't build the kingdom of God like that. God is the only one that can build his kingdom or establish his kingdom. So the prophecies and the word of God has to be fulfilled. It has to be fulfilled. And no one can stop the fulfilling of the word of God. See, God is not building his kingdom upon some ideas of men, but it's upon the knowledge of the word of God. So we thank God today for this wonderful book, the word of God, and what God is doing for us. It takes a lot of time to study the Bible. You just don't pick the Bible up and run through a verse here, and you cannot explain anything by one verse of scripture, but you have to have all of the scripture lined up together. So back in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, it says that the Lord, verse 1, is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then he goes on and he says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Look at that. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's all about God. It is not about you or me, but it's about God. It's about his righteousness, the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. The righteousness that we have is the righteousness of God that we receive through Jesus Christ. And David was sure that the Lord, he knew who the shepherd was. The Lord is my shepherd, because as we go in the word of God, you'll find out that there are many shepherds. There are false shepherds also. We will go into a little bit of those. That's prophecy. And we will go into a little bit of that as we go into these scriptures. And then God will raise up those. They'll come preachers that will take it and take these words even further, because it has to be fulfilled. If singing is good and singing is wonderful, but you need more than when you finish singing. You have to study the Bible. Amen. You look, and many times you go to church and they'll sing, and that's good to sing, and a little bit of word, and it's not balanced. But you need the word of God. Okay, you need the word of God. And I enjoy singing. I think you should sing, but I also think you should sit down with your Bibles and explain the scriptures and break the bread of life, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you will go into some parts of Scripture that you just rush over or you don't want to read it. Well, and you take a little, you know, parts that you like, you're going to be in trouble. You need to read all of the Word of God. Amen? You need to read all of the Word of God. And so this beautiful chapter, it's one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. That is personal. You know who your shepherd is. And in, is it Jeremiah, the, I think I need a scripture, Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. If you look in the 23rd chapter, and this morning we want to, I want to slow down a little bit here and cover some of these scriptures that pertain and deals with the shepherd. So in, and you're going to see, if we have time, take my time, you're going to see how beautiful the Word of God is. So in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, and let's start at verse 1. I'm going to be doing a lot of reading this Sunday morning, putting the scriptures together. Then I'll go back into other parts. We're half finished this chapter as yet. But I was going to rush and try and stop pretty soon, but I think I'll just let the Holy Spirit lead. And so I was trying to finish it before I go to Jamaica. But I think I'll just let the Holy Spirit lead and guide. So in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, let's start at verse 1, and it's good to read the scriptures. I always ask you to read it because, one, it keeps you awake and alive, alert, alive to God, okay, so you don't fall asleep, and two, it helps me, okay, and we stay in track. Did I say Jeremiah? 23rd chapter, and we're going to do a lot of reading. In verse 1, let's read, said, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. Therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel against the pastors." So a pastor is a shepherd. Shepherd is a pastor. "That feed my people." How do you feed them? With the word of God. Here's a warning. "That feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock." How do you scatter them? When you preach, but it's not the word of God. You have all kind of ideas. And you put your thoughts and other people's thoughts and into the mind of the people of God, you're scattering them. You can only gather the saints of God with the truth. So he said, "Ye have scattered my people and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, said the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up," notice, "shepherds over them." I will set up shepherds over them. Well, you go to, and we're not going right there, but just mention it to Ephesians 4, where we led captives and gave gifts unto men, and he gave apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, and teachers, right? There are a fivefold ministry gift that God has given us in our day to feed the flock. He said, I will set up shepherds over them. Now, verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear me. They shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, said the Lord. Lacking for what? For green pastures, fresh truth, knowledge, revelation. Do you understand? Are you listening? Do you understand that? Okay, now. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. That's Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ is this is scripture fulfilled, continuous fulfillment. A righteous branch and a king shall reign and prosper. That's future. It's coming. This we've got this righteous branch right now, which is Jesus Christ. And says that a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. You see the order, how it's going to be? The Lord is my shepherd. Why it's important for God to lead you, for you to have the truth. Eh? Said, in his days, Judah shall be saved. And there's coming the day of the Lord. See, 1,000 years is given to it's called the millennium, when Christ will turn the nations, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Said, in his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name. Wow, I want to know, don't you? Let's find out. And this is his name. What is his name? And this is his name whereby he shall be called. I want to line that. That's important. Read it loud. The Lord, our righteousness. Now remember, Psalms 23 says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Now, we're gonna have a full CD about that down the road, a little bit. Maybe not today. But the name whereby he shall be called, he's being called right now. His name is the Lord, our righteousness. Because it's not by work of righteousness which we have done, but it's his righteousness. Amen. God imputes to us righteousness through Jesus Christ, his son. And he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And this righteous one, the Son of God, that he clothes himself with righteousness, with the garment of righteousness, and he became our Savior, and he imputes the righteousness of God unto us. We're going to find out a lot more of that. That's why I said I don't want to rush, because there's so much to these Psalms. Now let me go on. Therefore, behold, I'm dealing with the shepherd. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord which liveth, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But here's what will be said. The Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country. These are all prophecies. Okay? The north countries and from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. This is the restoration, the kingdom. The times of the Gentiles will be over. The seven last plague will be over. And now Jesus Christ appointed a day. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. How? In righteousness. God will judge the world in righteousness by that man Christ Jesus. Okay, so he will, in his days, Israel will prosper. And righteousness will cover the earth. The earth will be filled with righteousness, with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Now I want to go to this wonderful scripture that Brother Kobe used some weeks ago in Ezekiel, and I will touch just parts of it because it's a long chapter. But in Ezekiel 34, I want you to pay very close attention because this is very important. Now you can read the whole chapter for yourself, but I will just touch only parts of it. The verse 1, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Okay, the shepherds of Israel were not walking in the ways of God, was not speaking the truth, and therefore Israel, the sheep was scattered. So God had a word for the shepherd, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Okay? They feed themselves. We have that today where the shepherds, many, many shepherds are just feeding themselves. Okay? They will not feed the sheep. You cannot feed the sheep unless you study and you walk and have the truth. See, to lead them in the paths of righteousness and into green pastures. Then it says, verse 2 still, he says that, he said, woe be the shepherd of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Question. Yes. Ye eat the fat, and he clothes you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. Then it goes on, the disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. Remember all these, when Christ came, we will get into that, he did that. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you see that the Lord is my shepherd? Why David said, God, the Lord is my shepherd. Okay? And David followed his leading from Christ, from the Lord. But, said with force and with cruelty have he ruled them and scattered them. Okay? And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. last week we had the scripture in Numbers where Moses said, ask the Lord to set a man over a shepherd, over the people of God. When there is no shepherd, what happened? A church that does not have a shepherd, or if you don't have a shepherd, do you understand? You're in trouble, you're lost. So, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the fields, the roaring lion, Satan. When they were scattered, my sheep wandered from church, convention, crusades, revival, you name it, place to place, mountains to mountains, and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord, as I live. My, when he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. As I live, saith the Lord God. Now, with messages and sermons like these, you need to pay attention. As I live, saith the Lord, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherd fed themselves. You know, they want more. They want a bigger house, a faster plane. They want all kind of stuff when the sheep are starving for the word. He's not studying. He's not feeding the flock. Okay, now I'm not, there's nothing wrong with prosperity. Okay, but it's more important to feed the flock of God, okay, to feed the sheep. But the shepherd fed themselves in verse 8, and feed not my flock. Now this is not my words, but I'm only reading the scriptures. And this has been going on, and this is still going on. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. We have to hear it. Hear the word of the Lord. What is the word of the Lord? He keeps speaking. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will requite my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. After a while, they'll be out of the ministry, because God's going to restore. Remember? He restored my soul. How does he restore your soul? By giving you shepherds that have the truth, that have the word of God. And he says that neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. For I will deliver my flock. I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. That means God says, I'm going to take them out of the ministry. I'm going to take the sheep out of their mouth. That means out of their sermon, out of their message. They won't hear that message anymore. Okay, God is in charge. It's not man is in charge, it's God's in charge. So, if you don't hear the word of God, then you will be scattered. But God says, I'm going to do about something about what has been going on. Because there are shepherds that they're not feeding the flock. Verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek for them. Remember, he came to seek and to save the lost sheep. Now, this chapter is beautiful, but it explains it. I mean, it just goes on. What a sermon. What a message, okay? But you've got to understand this to understand that there are good shepherds. But there's also false shepherds. And you need to know that, because we're going into scriptures, that if you don't understand these scriptures, you will not understand as we go along. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all churches, all organization, all religious groups that have kept them bound in bondage while they feed upon the flock. It says, out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy, on a line, in the cloudy and dark day. Now, this is the cloudy and dark day. Okay? There's not a lot of thing that's bright about today. It's cloudy. There's not a lot of open revelations. We are going through the valley of the shadow of death. It's cloudy. When we don't have a lot of interpreters of the word of God, that I'm not talking about preachers, because there's a lot of preachers, but I'm talking about men and women with a knowledge. Yes, there's some, but I mean, I'm talking about a knowledge of God, and it's because we're not studying the word of God. It's almost every man for themselves, but we need to get back and to the word like this, and search the scripture and take time to let the people hear. But oh no, that's too long a chapter. That's too much there. You know, But this is God's preaching. It's not man. It's God's preaching. This is God's message. And God's giving out a warning. And God is searching. He said, I'm going to go and search all the mountains, all the churches, and I'm going to pull out my sheep. And when I begin to speak, my sheep will hear my voice. So, and we're going through a cloudy and dark day right now. Wouldn't you say that? Cloudy and dark day. You ask the how many people that are willing to sit down and have a Bible study? Huh? And not bring in a lot of other stuff. Let them sit down and get the Bible out and begin to focus on the Word of God. They fall asleep. See, we are in a very cloudy, and a veil has been thrown over the hearts of many of God's people, but He's going to do something about it. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. What's your own land? That's the truth. That's the Lord is my shepherd land. I shall not want. You get that? The green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's the country that like Abraham and the patriot. If they were mindful of the country where they came out of, they would have had opportunity to go back. But they sought for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And that's what we're seeking for today. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the still water, by the rivers. You get that? There is a river. A river of a fresh, clean times of refreshing that shall come from the presence of God. And He shall send Jesus Christ. Amen. Which before was preached unto you. See, these refreshing rivers of living water said you will thirst for the water, but the water that I shall give you shall be in you a river of living water. And in all the inhabited places of the country. My, this is so good. You know, I want to go on, but it's so good. I will feed them in a good pasture. Praise God. That's the church, the true church. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie. He made me to lie down in green pastures. They lie in a good fold, and in a fat pastures shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down beside, said the Lord. We've had that in Psalms 23. Okay? Said, I will seek them which was lost. Christ came to do that in the gospel, didn't He? And we will get to those scriptures later. And bring again that which was driven away. And will bind up that which was broken. And will strengthen that which was sick. Then He came to bind up the broken hearted, the wounds. And will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy. Said, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. See all of that. See that's not of God shall be will be taken care of by God. God said, I'm gonna feed them with judgment. You don't want to be fed with the wrath of God, with the judgment of God. Said, I will feed them with judgment. Next verse says 17 said. No, it shows now the care of the Lord. Okay? And as for you, O my flock, said the Lord, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pastures, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must fold the residue with your feet. Come on. And as for my flock, read. They eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drunk that which ye have fouled with your feet. See how you see you can pollute the and corrupt the things of God. Okay. Now, therefore, thus said the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because ye have thrust with sides and with shoulders and push all the disease with your horns till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they will no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shout. One, how many? The Lord is my shepherd. I will set up one shepherd. And that one shepherd is Jesus Christ. And we are under shepherds. He gave the ministry. Okay? But this is all to be shouted. Nobody can preach like God. I mean, the Lord is a good preacher. Wouldn't you say that? You ought to say thank you, God, for that message. Look at how the Lord preaches. And said, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. That the greater David, Jesus Christ. And I read, I, the Lord, shall be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. The evil beasts, these evil spirits, demonic forces, Satan, and his host, the evil beasts, false preachers, false prophets, evil principalities and powers. Do you get that?
Yes.
He's going to remove them, and they're going to cease from out of the land, out of they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep. Notice, no ravenous beasts, and none to hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain. They shall sleep. They shall sleep in the woods in peace. Okay? And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the refreshing. That's the rain. Ezekiel says, there shall be showers of blessings. That's the great outpouring. Look what God's going to do. There's coming a tremendous revival, a great outpouring. God's going to cast on all the false shepherd, cast on all the devouring evil beasts out of the country, where the people will lie down in the woods in peace. Amen. And the trees of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land. That's the kingdom age right here. In their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke. That's what he's going to do. He's going to, a change is coming, and deliver them out of the hand of those that serve themselves for them. And they shall no more be a prey for the heathen. Neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. My Lord, what a hope. Do you see? and I will raise up for them a plant of renown. This is Jesse's offspring. Jesus in Isaiah the 11th chapter. There shall come out of Jesse what? A branch, a rod, a root, a stem. Well, you ought to be shouting right there. See? And this Bible is a wonderful book. But you have to slow down and read it, not get a few little promises, you know. Let me pick out a few little verses here. And a preacher stand in and get you all excited about natural, hurtly thing. Look at what you ought to be shouting about. These are promises. When God's going to turn everything around. When God said, I'm going to send you shepherd. Amen. That's going to feed you. Amen. And they're not going to feed themselves, but they're going to feed you. And wherein the weak will be made strong. And those that are faint will begin to run again like mighty men and mighty women because of the rain that's coming, because of the great revival, because of the day of the Lord, because of Jesus Christ is coming back to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You ought to be listening for the next few CDs, these sermons, okay? Because it's powerful. You're going to understand more. And how this Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, when the shepherd rise up and he takes over everything, what is going to happen? Amen? And verse 29, is it? It says, and I will raise up for them a plant of renown. And there's a little number right there in plants of renown there. A little number where God's going to restore there. It's going to make a garden, a planting place. And they shall be no more consumed with hunger. Ha, come on. In the land. Remember in Revelations 7 where he leads them. They came out of great tribulation. And he leads them beside still waters. And they shall hunger and thirst no more. My. Do you understand what God's doing? Because the shepherd will be in our midst. Thus said the Lord, verse 30, they said, thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because he is with me. Said, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, my people, said the Lord God, and my flock, and ye my flock, the flock of my pastors, green pastors, are men. Are you listening now? Who is he talking to? Not the four-legged sheep out there, but it's the two-legged sheep. The flock of his pastors are men. It's you. Wake up, you are the sheep, and the Lord is the shepherd. I shall not want. And he's showing you in here how he's going to lead you and guide you. That it's going to be so peaceful that you can even lay down in the wilderness. Amen. And sleep. And none shall not hurt you. Come on, you don't have to be afraid. If you can believe right now that we're going through the valley, through a wilderness. But here, what does he do? He anoints your head with oil. He gives rest to his beloved. It's not only talking the future. Right now, you can, with trust in God and the promises of God, see, you can rest in peace. Be still and know that I am God. Yeah, you don't have to be afraid, but there's a hope and a confidence in God Almighty. Now you can trust the word of God. What a sermon that God preached. But we ought to preach this sermon. We ought to speak about the word of God and let God have his way. Amen. And repeat the word of God, because the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. He said, and you, my flock, my sheep, my flock, hear my voice, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. And I am your God, said the Lord, you are men. Amen. So you lift your hands up. And God says that you've been abused, you've been starved to death. But he says, I'm going to come to your rescue. And I'm going to send shepherds that will feed you. Blessed is that servant when his Lord cometh, find him giving meat in due season. He said to Simon Peter, "Lovest thou me more than these? Then feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my flock." That's what God gave to the church, an apostle, prophet, pastors, and evangelists and teachers, for the feeding perfection of the saints, until we all come into the unity of the faith, unto a knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. There is a ministry that's going to do that. And there is a mighty anointing that's being poured out upon the church. Praise God. And as he leads us, as he guides us, and as the Lord directs us, and as the Lord blesses us. Amen. I'm going to start it, but I don't know if I have time to finish it. But let me go over into Zechariah. Zechariah, there's two chapters, 10 and 11, but let me start at chapter 10. In Zechariah chapter 10, it says that, start at verse 1, picks it up. Said, "Ask ye," let me read a little bit right here. Okay, "ask ye rain in the time of lot of rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the fields." Now notice what he's going to do. Ask, and he's going to send bright clouds. That's ministry that has a knowledge. They're developed, intelligent, bright clouds. Amen. The scripture said, Solomon says, if the clouds be filled with rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Okay, and the Lord is going to send men and women that have a knowledge, an understanding, and have the right message, that the flock will be developed, a knowledge of God, just before Jesus Christ returned. He's going to send, restore to the church, shepherds that understand the word of God. "For the idols have spoken vanity." Notice, you have idols, we'll find out later, idol shepherds. "They've spoken vanities, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams, sermons. They comfort in vain. Therefore, they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd." But God promised a shepherd. Amen? There is a shepherd. Jesus Christ says, "Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punish," notice, "I punish the goats for the Lord of hosts." It's either that you're a sheep or a goat. That's you, up to you. "My sheep hear my voice." The goats doesn't. See? "But mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats," because they were not true shepherds, and all they were producing were goats. Said, "For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle." Okay. "Out of him came forth the corner. Out of him the nail. Out of him the battle bow. Out of him every oppressor together. And they shall be as mighty men." This is going to make you shout right here. "They shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the street in the battle. And they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be consumed." Notice, "And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Judah, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off." Total restoration. "He restored my soul." Says, "For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine." Notice what happened. Their heart shall rejoice. Did this happen on the day of Pentecost? These men are filled with wine. See, but these are not drunken as you suppose. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophets. In the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Said, yea, their children shall see and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. That's understanding. You see how God is going to turn around? I will is for them. That word is, there's a margin there. Said, I will is for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. Multiply, right? They'll be fed with the truth. Says, and I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries. Why, even you and I, haven't we been in far countries? They that were afar off, we heard and remember. God's going to restore the nation also of Israel. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria. And I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon. And place shall not be found for them. Because there are going to be so many of them. See, so God, I mean, there's an increase. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the rivers shall dry up. Everything that's hindering God's people from coming out of bondage, God's going to bring them from afar. Amen? And all the people of the rivers shall dry up, the deeps shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will, you know why? Because there will be a new king over the earth. That's Jesus Christ. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down. Where? Up and down in his name, said the Lord. All over. In his name. Said, the Lord is our righteousness for his name's sake. Our righteousness for his name's sake. Notice, I want to go into 11. I don't know if I, because this is a long, but it goes on. It says, open, this is, you need to follow now. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedar. God's going to pour out a tremendous fire that will devour the people, the cedars. Okay, the churches, the holy fir, and for the cedars is fallen because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye, come on, read. O ye oak of Bashan, and the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of, there is a voice of howling of the shepherds. For, notice, of the shepherds. For their glory is spoiled. They've lost their ministry, and they don't have any more job. There's no more sheep for them to devour, because God has taken and emptying them out. Yeah. Amen. And the sheep come alive and alert. Yeah. Says a voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of Jordan. Jordan is spoiled. Said, thus said the Lord, my God, feed. Now this is important. Feed the flock of slaughter. They've been slaughtered, right? The church have been slaughtered, because we've never had shepherd. We're not having shepherds. A lot of shepherds that looks out only for themselves, and they're not looking out for the flock. So it's called the flock of slaughter. Said, whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not. Pastors, they should protect, right? For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, said the Lord. But lo, I am delivered the men, everyone into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. And I will feed them, no, and I will feed the flock of slaughter. Who's going to do it? The Lord. See? He's going to step in. Jesus Christ. He's going to feed the flock of slaughter. Yea, even you, oh poor. Oh, blessed are the poor in spirit. I'm going to feed you. Eh? Blessed are the poor in spirit. For they shall inherit. Look at it. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you get that? How he's going to feed you. He's going to bring you into the covenant, into the kingdom of God. I took unto you. Then I took. This is important now. Prophecy. And I took unto me two staves. The one I call beauty, and the other I call bands. Look in the margin and tell me what beauty and bands is. Beauty. What does it say? Come on. Look at that. What? Come on, shout now. Look at what he's going to feed them with. Look at what the Lord is going to do. The prophecy comes to pass. I'm going to fill them with grace. By grace are you saved. He came to give us grace. Amen? Great grace. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. He came to give grace which is free. Amen. The unmerited favor of God. He said, when the shepherds would not feed my flock, I came and I brought grace and truth. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And he came and he took two staves, one beauty and the other was bond. That is grace and unity. And then Christ, the grace of God, and then the unity was he gave them to the church ministry. The apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man. I will feed them with the bands of beauty and the bands of grace and truth. Grace and unity with beauty and bands. Amen. Verse 8 now says that he fed the flock out with grace and with unity. Notice here, this is important. Three shepherds also I will cut off in 1 month. And my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. In other words, the Lord said, I'm going to cut off the three shepherds. Who are these three shepherds? The scribes, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees. He said, I'm going to cut them off. Didn't he cut them off out of the temple when the house was left desolate? I cut off three shepherds in 1 month. He said, they hated me. Didn't they? Away with him. They didn't want him. They chose Barabbas over him. He said, they hated me. And the Lord said, I abhor them. I rejected them. And I stepped out of the temple and raised up unto David a new ministry. He raised up apostles and prophets. You ought to be shouting. And beauty and bands, grace and unity. He raised it up and began to feed the flock of the poor, the slaughtered sheep. He began to feed them. That's why you can shout today. Look at the word that God's given you. Come on, you ought to be eating. He put before you green pastures, all of that dried up doctrines and pastors. God remove us out of that and begin to lead you into green pastures where you can eat and feed and lay down even in safety in the wilderness. Verse 9. Then said I will not feed you. He said that dieth, let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest eat, everyone, the flesh of another. God, he left them and he wouldn't feed them anymore. When Jesus Christ came out, the glory was departed. They were from that covenant. That covenant came to an end, and he raised up a new covenant, a righteous covenant. Amen? And he stopped feeding, giving revelations and truth and knowledge to those shepherds that hated him. Three shepherds. He cut them off from the truth. From the truth. He cut them off from a knowledge. He cut them off from the revelation. And their house was left desolate. And he went up. Raised up a new house. Upon this rock will I build my church. and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And verse 10 says, and I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, and that I might break the covenant, my covenant, which I had made with all the people. He cut the covenant, and he made a new covenant. The whole covenant, under the law was done away with. All of the ceremonial law, and he took even the moral law and nailed it to the cross. Are you shouting? He nailed that to the cross, and he raised up a new covenant. Amen. And now he's writing his law in our minds. Amen. And in our hearts. Praise God. He's giving us not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. He's filling the house with his glory. That's the house of the new covenant. Said, I was broken in that day. See, I was broken in that day. He was crucified. Broken. His hands and his feet was nailed through. Said, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. We don't, you wait on God, we know that that's the word of God. Listen what you've been hearing this morning. And I said unto them, if you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So what did they do? You know the story. They weigh for my price. How many? 30 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for that. That's what they value him at. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter's field, the potter, a goodly price that I was priced at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter's in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder the other's staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood with Judah and Israel, because he was making another covenant. Amen. Said, and the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd, for lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which shall not visit those that be cut off. And by the way, this is the false shepherd, the Antichrist. We'll get further into that, but I'm coming to an end here. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young ones, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, because there's no truth. There's nothing to feed the flock. It shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. No truth, no light, no revelation. The idle shepherd. See, so what he's going to do, he's going to take his two staffs and beauty and bands. Isn't that powerful? See? And then he's going to cut the relationship between the three shepherds, the scribes and Pharisees and the Sadducees. They hated him, so they were cut off. And then they rejected the true shepherd. And that's why David said, I know who my shepherd is. The Lord is my shepherd. These idols are shepherds. They're not my shepherd. Because there's coming an idol shepherd, an antichrist, a false prophet. But that's not my shepherd. We're not going to follow him. We're not going to follow the stranger's voice. Because my sheep knows my voice. And they followed me. Jesus Christ is the true shepherd that leads us into paths of righteousness. So we will pick up that tonight or later. I hope today that your hearts have been hungry. And that you understand this. That there is a false shepherd. But there is also a true shepherd. Amen. And Jesus Christ. And he has given us a ministry, beauty, grace, by grace are you saved. Salvation comes by grace and not by the works of the law. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done. But it's according to his mercy. Amen. And he's bringing us into the unity of the faith. Amen. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Yes. Unto a perfect church. That's what he's coming back for. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.